In an effort to stem the spread of the new respiratory disease SARS, the World Health Organization today added 3 regions to its list of places for travelers to avoid if possible. Toronto, Beijing, and Shanxi province in China are now considered by the WHO to be high-risk areas. Worldwide, SARS has affected nearly 4,300 people in 26 countries and killed 251. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
In mid-March, the World Health Organization issued its first travel alert ever, telling people who visit some parts of Southeast Asia to get medical attention if they develop a fever and upper respiratory problems. Then the group recommended that people avoid the areas hardest hit by SARS, Guangdong Province in southern China and Hong Kong. Today, WHO went a step further. David Heyman is head of communicable diseases.
What we did today was we classified Toronto, Beijing, and Shanxi as areas where we would recommend that travelers postpone travel to that area if it's possible.
There was no initial reaction from Beijing, though officials there are developing plans to quarantine exposed individuals. Officials in Toronto, meanwhile, were outraged. Liz Jansen, who is helping to coordinate the response to SARS in Toronto, says WHO is being premature.
Yes, it is of concern to us and in our healthcare institutions in particular right now, but we do feel that we are containing this outbreak and we do not feel that it is a problem for people to come to Toronto.
WHO will reconsider its travel advisory in 3 weeks, twice the estimated time for someone to get infected and show symptoms. But in the meantime, WHO's Heyman defends the inclusion of Toronto.
Well, our recommendations were based on 3 things. First of all, the actual number of cases occurring in the country. Second, the number of cases that have been exported to other countries. And third, that it spread further outside of health workers into the community.
He says Toronto qualified in all 3 areas. It has 136 probable cases. Last week, SARS spread to 29 people in a religious community. And someone who traveled from Toronto spread the disease to 5 people outside Canada. This is the first time that an international public health agency has tried travel advisories as a way to stem a new infection. It's a bold move because it has a big economic impact and it sets a precedent. Stephen Morse is director of the Center for Public Health Preparedness at Columbia University.
It's clear that SARS has spread through travel. All of the cases that were seen initially in Canada, all the cases in the United States initially were traced to people coming from those affected areas. So I think it's an interesting idea to try.
WHO's Heyman said the recommendation was difficult. The organization is mindful of the economic consequences. But on an international level, the goal is to find a way to prevent a new disease from becoming established, like tuberculosis.
As we go along, we're developing the way that we will work in this outbreak and then hopefully in future outbreaks. We're building the ship as we sail it.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has not as yet gone along with WHO's new travel advisory. Yesterday, CDC head Julie Gerberding said there was no reason to stay away from Toronto, but recommended against visiting Toronto hospitals. The CDC does recommend that Americans avoid travel right now to China, Hong Kong, Hanoi, and Singapore because of ongoing transmission of SARS in those areas. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.